Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好。
We come to the time of the preaching of God's word.
我们来到一个传讲神的话语的时候。
And so, if you have your Bible, then I encourage you to turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
如果你有圣经，请翻到彼得后书第三章。
There is a day that remains vivid in my memory when I was a child.
我记忆里面很生动地记忆着有一天，那时候我还是一个孩子。
My family and I were traveling, possibly to Whistler.
我的家人和我呢，那天好像是去 Whistler。
And we spent the whole day having fun and enjoying time as a family.
我们整一天呢都玩得很开心。
And after our family outing, we returned home.
玩完以后，我们就回到家里的时候。
And I will not forget this moment.
我再也忘不掉这一个时刻。
A few minutes after we got home, I heard my mom screaming.
我们刚刚到家没有多久，我就听到我的母亲就尖叫。
And all of us went upstairs to the master's bedroom to see what happened.
我们所有人都赶快冲到二楼的主卧室去看到底发生了什么事情。
And behold, our place got robbed.
我们的家被盗窃了。
So what started as a joyful family day turned into the most distressing experience.
本来这一天呢是高高兴兴很开心的一天，结果呢是发生了这样一件令人烦恼的事情。
And if you knew exactly when a thief would break into your house, how would you respond?
你想想看，如果说你如果预先知道有人要进到你的房子去偷窃你会怎么做呢？
Well, you will most likely make it your priority to be prepared for it, right?
你肯定是第一件重要的事情，你就是要为这件事情做准备，对不对？
And you would do everything you can to be ready to prevent that from happening.
你会做任何事情来防止这件事情发生。
Why am I sharing you this story?
为什么我要跟大家分享这一个经历呢？
Well, the Bible talks about the imminent bodily and glorious return of Jesus Christ.
因为圣经讲到主耶稣的第二次的再来已经临近了。
The New Testament teaches that the return of Jesus is compared to that of a thief.
在新约里面呢，讲到主耶稣再来的时候呢，就用了贼的比喻。
The comparison is by no means to suggest that Jesus is a thief who will steal things.
这个比喻当然不是说主耶稣像贼一样会偷东西。
However, his imminent return is like that of a thief arriving unexpectedly.
这里说的是主耶稣的到来就像贼到来一样，你事先不知道。
Much like a thief breaking into your home without warning you.
就像一个贼他破门而入进入你家的时候呢，他不会预先通知你。
You see, at the last combined service last month, I talked about misplaced priority.
在上一次的联合崇拜里面，我讲到就是本末倒置的一个优先秩序。
And I want to continue with that theme today.
我今天呢想继续在这个话题上继续来跟大家讲解。
Which is the theme of priority.
也是讲的就是这个优先秩序的这个主题。
And the topic of Christ's return fits nicely with this theme.
主耶稣的到来呢，跟这个主题呢，非常的相关。
Jesus Christ, God the Son, was sent by God the Father into the world for the first time as a humble servant.
主耶稣第一次被天父差派来到这个世界的时候呢，他是作为一个谦卑的仆人。
He lived out a perfect and sinless life.
他活了一个完美的没有罪的生命。
And he died on a cross for the sins of those who would believe in him.
他为了那些相信他的人的罪而死在十字架上。
And he was raised from the dead to defeat and conquer Satan's sin and death.
他从死里复活，征服了死亡、罪和魔鬼。
And then he ascended back to the Father's right hand.
然后呢，他升天回到父的右边。
And Jesus promised that one day he will return.
主耶稣他应许过有一天他会要再来。
And he will come in his glory to end human history.
他要在荣耀里面来终结人类的历史。
He will raise the dead.
他要使死人复活。
He will judge the world.
他要来审判全地。
And he will destroy all evil and opposition to God.
他要来毁灭一切邪恶的和一切不爱神的。
And he will usher in the new heaven and the new earth.
他也要带来新天新地。
And so here's a simple point for you to remember from this message.
所以呢，今天要讲的讲道当中的一个最重要的信息就是
，Preparing for Jesus' return must be your priority.
预备主的再来应该是你的头等大事。
And here's the question you must answer yourself.
这里这个问题呢，你就必须要来问来问你自己。
Are you prepared?
你准备好了吗
？If not, make it your priority to be prepared.
如果没有准备好，那么就把为主的再来做准备作为你的优先的事情。
Well, how will you be prepared?
那你怎么样来准备呢
？Well, the Apostle Peter wrote his letter to many Christians who were being persecuted for their Christian faith.
彼得，使徒彼得写这封信呢，是写给那些在患难中被逼迫，因为他们的信仰被逼迫的那些基督徒。
And in verses 1 to 2, Peter wrote this letter to remind Christians of the predictions of Jesus Christ, the apostles and the prophets.
在第一节和二节里面，彼得呢就来提醒这些基督徒说，耶稣基督和使徒以及先知们所预先说过的话。
And what are the predictions?
那预先说过什么话呢
？It says in verse 3 that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing.
就是在第三节里面所说的说好讥诮的人要出来说讥诮的话
Peter wrote his letter to warn Christians of false teachers who could influence and discourage them
彼得写这封信来警告当时的基督徒们警告他们假先知要来影响他们
And these false teachers were scoffers that rejected and denied the promise of Jesus' coming with a mocking tone in verse 4
这些假师傅假教师他们是一些讥诮者，他们不相信主要再来，他们用一种讥诮的口吻来说这件事情。
Where is the promise of his coming?
他们说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
他们说，从列祖睡了以来，万物和起初创造的时候仍然是一样的。
Well, the reason there are scoffers is because we are living in what you would call the last days.
为什么有这些讥诮的人呢？是因为我们今天生活在末后的时代。
This phrase refers to the entire time between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
末后的时代指的就是主耶稣的第一次再来和他第二次再来中间的这一段时间。
And we are currently living in the last days.
我们现在就生活在这个末后的时代。
The Apostle Paul talked about the last days in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
使徒保罗在提摩太后书的第三章也讲到这个末后的时代。
And that the last days will be filled with godlessness in our society and times of difficulty for believers.
在末后的时代呢，在我们的社会里面就充满了各种不敬虔的事情，而且这个时代对基督徒来说呢，是一个非常艰难的一个时间。
And such godlessness is summarized in being lovers of self rather than being lovers of God.
这种不敬虔呢，你总结起来呢，就可以说成是人们爱自己不爱神。
And so there will always be scoffers or mockers.
总是会有这种讥诮的人。
Scoffers who refuse to believe in the return of Jesus.
讥诮的人呢，他们不相信主耶稣的再来。
And additionally, scoffers who refuse to take God's word seriously.
他们也不把神的话语看当做一回事。
And here in verses 5 to 6, Peter rebukes the scoffers.
在第五节到第六节当中呢，彼得呢就责备了这些好讥诮的人。
The Chinese translation may say deliberately forget.
中文圣经呢可能翻译成是故意忘记。
But the original language means that these people were willfully ignorant about the facts that happened in the past.
但是原文里面的意思呢，就是这些人呢是有意识的、故意的不去理会曾经发生的事情。
You see, Peter points us back to the book of Genesis.
彼得呢就把我们带回到创世纪里面去。
And he refutes the scoffers by stating how the world was created and also talking about the global flood.
他讲到世界是怎么样被创造出来的，而且讲到大洪水怎么样毁灭了人。
You see, God is the creator.
神是创造者。
He created the world out of nothing.
他从无有创造了全世界。
He spoke the world into existence with his word.
他用话语就创造了这个世界。
God is also the judge.
神也是审判者。
God was the one who judged the corrupt and wicked world and humanity by flooding the world.
神曾经用大洪水审判了这个世界，消灭了、毁灭了那些不敬虔的人。
Thus destroying everyone besides Noah and his family.
消灭了所有的人，除了挪亚和他的一家。
And according to verse 7, just as God flooded the earth in judgment, God will again bring judgment upon the world and the ungodly with fire.
第七节说到，就像神曾经毁灭世界一样的，这一次呢，神将要用火来毁灭那些不敬虔的人。
And when Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, the scoffers will realize that preparing for Jesus' return was not their priority.
当主耶稣再来审判死人活人的时候，这些好讥诮的人，他们就会意识到他们没有为此做好准备。
Now the scoffing from the false teachers might have disturbed the Christians.
那些从假师傅所来的那些讥诮呢，可能让基督徒们非常的叫搅扰。
Christians were living in a culture that does not believe in the Bible and God's truth.
当时基督徒呢，生活在一个不相信神、不信神、不信圣经的一个世代里面，一个文化里面。
And because of the surrounding culture, the Christians may be dragged or influenced by the world.
因为他们四周的那个文化呢，基督徒呢可能被拉扯、被影响。
And so Peter wants to offer them two assurances regarding Christ's return.
所以呢，彼得呢就为他们提供了两个确据来证明耶稣基督的再来。
First, God's timing is not our timing.
第一个呢，就是神的时间和我们的时间不一样。
See, in verses 8-9, we learn that one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day from God's perspective.
在第八节到第九节里面呢，讲到说，从神的角度来看，从神的眼光来看，一天就像一千年，一千年就像一天。
God is actually not slow, even though we may think He's slow in fulfilling His promises.
虽然我们会想，我们会以为神是耽延了、耽误了，其实呢，神并没有耽误。
And His timing is always perfect, even though we may not always understand His timing.
虽然我们不是总是能理解神的时间，但是神的时间总是完美的。
And second, the reason why God seemed slow to fulfill His promises is because of His patience in verse 9.
第二个就是关于我们怎么觉得神好像是单言的第二个理由呢，就是神其实他是有耐性。
See, the Bible says that God is slow to anger.
因为圣经说神是不轻易发怒。
That just means He's patient.
因为他的耐性。
God is utterly patient so that sinners will repent of their sins and place their trust in Him.
神非常非常的耐性，以至于罪人们他们有机会可以悔改。
See, God does not wish that any should perish in their own sins.
因为神不愿一人沉沦。
He wishes that all should reach repentance.
他愿万人都悔改。
However, not everyone will repent and receive the free gift of salvation from the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，不是每一个人都愿意悔改来得到主耶稣基督所提供的这个白白而来的福音，而来的救恩。
And although God is patient and slow to anger, there will be a day in the future when He will unleash His wrath.And end human history.
虽然神是不轻易发怒，他等待罪人，他有耐心，但是终有一天，神要释放他的怒气来审判那些不敬虔的那些人。
Verse 10 says, But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
在第十节里面，彼得讲说但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
See, the day of the Lord will come.
所以主的日子那一天呢是要来的。
I don't know when it will come.
我不知道哪一天，什么时候来。
We cannot set a date.
我们不知道那个日期。
However, it will come.
但是呢，总是要来的。
And when that day comes, you must ask yourself this vital question.
当那天来的时候，你一定要问你自己这个问题。
Am I making it my priority to be prepared and ready for the return of Jesus?
我有没有把为主的到来做准备这件事情当做头等的大事？
And since Jesus is coming back to end human history, Peter asked in verse 11, what kind of people we ought to be as Christians?
因为主耶稣有一天要再来，来终结人类的历史，所以呢，彼得呢，在第 十一节的时候，地方呢就来问基督徒，我们该当如何呢？
And here, very briefly, Peter gives us four instructions on how to be prepared for Christ's return.
在这里呢，彼得呢就给了我们四点的教训。
First, Christians are to live a holy conduct.
第一个呢，就是基督徒呢应该有圣洁的行为。
Peter is telling us to live holy lives.
彼得告诉我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Holy means to be set apart from the world and to be set apart for God.
圣洁的意思呢，就是与这个世界分别，为了神的缘故与这个世界分别。
And that's because God Himself is holy.
因为神他自己是圣洁的。
He is utterly pure and unique.
他是非常非常的纯净和独特的。
He does not have moral corruption.
他没有任何道德的败坏。
There is not a hint of sin in God.
他也一点都没有罪。
He is a perfect being, holy being.
他是一个完美的存在。
And so faithful Christians should know.
我们作为敬虔的基督徒，我们应该知道。
That holiness is not an optional lifestyle.
过一个圣洁的生活并不是可选可不选的一个选项。
Holiness ought to be our way of life as we wait for the coming of Jesus.
过一个圣洁的生活应该是我们的生活方式。
We are to be holy because God is holy.
因为我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Second, Christians are to live a life of, are to live a godly conduct.
第二点呢，就是基督徒呢应该过一个敬虔的生活。
See, scoffers and false teachers who questioned the return of Jesus led them to live ungodly lives.
那些假师傅，他们那些讥诮的人，他们不相信神主的再来。以至于他们就过一个不敬虔的生活。
Second Peter chapter 2 tells us that they indulge in sin and follow their own sinful desires.
在彼得后书的第二章里面已经讲到这些不敬虔的生活，不敬虔的人他们放纵的犯罪，而且随他们随心所欲。
For example, they have no fear of God.
比如说他们对神没有敬畏。
They do not tremble before Him.
他们没有在神面前战惊。
They curse and blaspheme God.
他们咒骂亵渎神。
They are greedy for lustful gains.
他们淫荡贪婪。
They do not love and obey him.
他们也不爱神，也不顺从神。
They are enslaved by their own selfishness and corruption.
他们做他们自己自私的奴隶，他们堕落的奴隶。
And unlike the godlessness of this world, Christians are to live in godliness.
但是呢，我们不要像他们。基督徒呢应该过一个圣洁的生活。
And that is, godliness is a fearful and pious attitude toward God.
一个圣洁爱神的生活，就是一个敬畏神，用敬虔的态度来对待神的一个生活。
Godliness is an inward life, wholly devoted to worshiping and loving God.
一个敬虔的生活是一个内在的生活，是从里面发出来的，全心全意的来敬拜神。来爱神的一个生活。
Third thing is Christians are to wait with eagerness for the Lord's return.
第三点呢，就是基督徒呢应该是切切的盼望着神主的再来。
And the motivation for living a holy and godly lives is waiting with eagerness for the Lord's return.
我们可以过一个敬虔生活的动机呢，就是我们切切的盼望着主的再来。
It is looking forward with enthusiasm to our blessed hope.
我们热切地期盼着那个有福的盼望的实现。
And Paul says that this blessed hope is the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
保罗说呢，这个有福的盼望呢，就是等待至大的神和我们的救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
And we will then receive the promise of the new heaven and a new earth.
我们那时候呢，就要看到新天新地的到来。
Fourth, Christians are to hasten the Lord's return.
第四点就是基督徒呢要来加快主的再来。
Now this might be an awkward statement given by Peter.
这个听上去呢好像有点奇怪。
It may imply that, God doesn't know the exact time, the end time, unless his people take action to hasten it.
好像会让人以为说，是不是神他自己不知道该什么时候再来，而需要人来催促他。来加快这个动作。
However, the whole entire Bible is very clear that God is sovereign.
但是呢，整本圣经告诉我们，神是全知全能的。
He is in complete control over us.
他对任何东西都有完完全全的掌控。
He knows absolutely every detail in the future of the future.
他知道未来的每一个细节。
He know God knows exactly when is the right time for Christians to be raptured.
神也知道什么时间来提基督徒们是最好的时间。
And he knows when history will end.
他也知道什么时间是这个世界将要终了。
Simultaneously, the Bible is also clear in Ephesians 2:10 that God has prepared works for His people to do.
但是同时呢，神在以弗所书第二章里面呢，也讲到说，他有预备工作要他的子民来做。
See, God knows and foreordained exactly what His people will do to hasten the Lord's return.
神预先知道他的子民们会做什么样的事情来加快他的再来。
And we can speed up the process by praying, evangelizing, and living a holy and godly lives.
我们可以靠着祷告，可以靠着传福音和过一个圣洁的生活，来加速神的主的再来。
And so Peter concludes his thought in verse 14.
所以呢，彼得在第十四节里面呢，总结了上面所说的。
You see, in light of the Lord's return, be diligent.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要殷勤。”
In other words, be zealous.Be eager and make every conscious effort to be found without spot or blemish.
也就是说，要充满热情的，充满盼望的，尽一切所能的，让自己没有玷污。
And thereby receiving the full reward of eternal life.
以至于可以得到永恒生命的全备的奖赏。
So brothers and sisters, make every effort to make it your priority to be prepared and ready for Christ's return.
弟兄姊妹们，真的是要尽一切所能的，把为主的再来做准备这件事情当做你头等的大事。
There is a bonus point I want to give you very briefly.
我还想补充一点。
Christians, you must physically gather with Christians.
那就是基督徒们，你们应该和基督徒们一起的聚会。
See, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25 says, And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
在希伯来书的第十章24到25节说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
You see, the author of Hebrews saying that Jesus will return soon.
所以你看到这个作者说，耶稣基督的再来已经临近了。
Therefore, don't give up meeting together so that you can encourage and serve one another.
所以不要错过聚会的机会，在聚会当中，我们可以来彼此的鼓励。互相的服侍。
And so my hope is that you won't be the one who makes the habit of skipping the gathering of the church.
我希望呢，你不要成为那些停止聚会、停止惯了的人。
And so the apostle Paul, apostle Peter, alongside Jesus, apostles and prophets, taught us that preparing for Jesus' return must be our priority.
所以呢，使徒保罗、使徒彼得。还有主耶稣自己以及那些先知都讲到主耶稣的再来。
And see, for the believers, the return of Jesus will be a blessed and glorious experience. Amen?
对基督徒来说，主耶稣的再来是一个值得欢庆的一个非常非常大的福气。
And we will receive the promise of the new heaven and the new earth.
我们还神还应许了我们新天新地。
Therefore, that truth ought to motivate us to be prepared by being spiritually disciplined in holiness and godliness.
所以有这样的盼望，我们以至于我们可以来激励我们来做敬虔的，过一个敬虔的生活。
However, if you are a non-believer, the return of Jesus will be the most terrifying experience for you.
如果你还没有信靠耶稣基督，耶稣基督的再来会是对你来说是一件最最可怕的一件事情。
However, the good news is that there is hope for you.
然而，神还是为你准备了希望。
You see, through Jesus' death and resurrection, God has made a way for you to be saved from the wrath to come.
借着主耶稣基督的死和他的复活，神为你准备了一条逃避这个最后的审判的一条路。
And he's calling you to turn away from your sins and to place your faith in him for salvation.
他呼召你来悔改自己的罪，并且转向耶稣，信靠他。
And so, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, will you turn to him and be his disciple?
所以，因为主耶稣的死和他的复活，我们就来到他的面前，来成为他的门徒。
You see, if Jesus were to return today, will you be ready to face him?
假设主耶稣基督今天就再来，今天就回来，你做好准备了吗？
Will you be ready to meet your judge?
你做好准备迎接你的审判者了吗？
I'll finish with the words of Jesus here.
我要用耶稣基督的话语来结束今天的讲道。
Matthew 24 verses 42 to 44 says this. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第24章的42到44节说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道今天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
May this text be a sobering, may this text sober our minds and our hearts.
让这些教导来使我们警醒。
May this passage remind us to be prepared for your return, O Lord Jesus.
让这些经文来提醒我们，使我们为主的再来做准备。
And so now, having heard it, help us to make it a priority to be ready.
今天我们已经听了这些信息，就来帮助我们来为主的再来做准备。
And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的美名。
Amen.
Amen.